You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today, near and far. I thank all of you for tuning in today to God's frequency to hear a word from God. And I promise you today, you won't be disappointed, because you're going to hear the word, and we know where God speaks, and He speaks in His word. Lord God, thank you for all of these listeners today. Thank you to everyone who is tuned in to this frequency because they want to hear a word from you. Everyone has discovered and knows where you broadcast, and they want to hear a word today. God, I pray everyone who tunes in won't be disappointed today. Lord, meet everyone right where they're at here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for joining me for WGOD Radio. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. I encourage you to like the Facebook page there. And also on our regular website, which is WGODontheair.net. There's a little interactive page on there that says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you, friends, to go there to that page, leave some comments or some questions or perhaps whatever it is the Lord has revealed to you here during this study, because I know that God's speaking on this program. And please, I ask you to bless me with your comments and help me increase my understanding too. We're looking at 9 points of who is the Antichrist. What does the Bible say about this man? That's what we're looking at here this week. You're in for some shocking things here. Now, in our program yesterday, really, you heard a lot of the setup for what this is. And we only got to 1 point, 1 out of 9. The first one was the Antichrist is Roman or is related to Rome. Now, you're going to be shocked today by some things that you hear. So stay tuned. That's coming up again in just 1 minute. And I want to encourage you again to go to WGODontheair.net. Leave your comments on there on that page for discuss today's program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Now, here is part two of the sermon I preached on Mother's Day at Island Community Church. The Antichrist is Roman or related to Rome. What screams out? Pope? I don't know. Let's move on. Okay. Scripture verse. First, let's give you God's opinion. Then we'll give you my 98.6 degree foolish interpretation. Daniel 9:26. Eric Marshall preached on this a couple weeks ago on Palm Sunday. After 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off. And the prince of the people who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. This was a prophecy for when Jesus was coming. 69 weeks, we learned, was 483 years. So that's what this prophecy is talking about. After 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. The people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city. Now, the people who destroyed the city were Romans. In the year 70 AD, Emperor Titus leveled the temple and destroyed the city. So the people of the prince who is to come somehow is related to Rome. Could he be an apostate pope? Very well could be. Here's another verse out of Daniel. So the first one I gave you was 9:26. Now this one is Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. Again, you don't have to turn there, but you can if you'd like. After this, I saw in the night visions, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth, and it was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different than the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, while I was considering the horns, there was another horn, a little horn. Now, for those of you that collect jewelry, I used to wear something when I was 20 years old. It was a squiggly little horn. Remember that? You know, huh? Italian horn. That's where this comes from. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up from among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And there, in this horn, were eyes like the eyes of a man, and the mouth speaking pompous words. Let me explain this to you. In this vision, Daniel had a vision of all of the major kingdoms that would be in place until the Lord came to put an end to all this foolishness. This last beast, this fourth beast, is widely believed to be Rome. This was the Roman Empire, this last beast. Now, out of Rome comes this little horn, this last end times ruler we know as the Antichrist. So does anyone here grasp the significance of being in the possession of tomorrow's newspaper? What a thing we got. I mean, what would you do with tomorrow's newspaper? What would you do with tomorrow's newspaper?
Lottery.
Yeah, lottery. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jim, I'd be following you down to Hialeah. I know that. All 11 winners. But you've got them all. You've got every winner to every race that's ever been run. It's right here. I tell you, 9 out of 10 people don't want that or won't talk about it. Certainly, you're not going to hear about it today. We have tomorrow's newspaper. What could you do with tomorrow's newspaper? Well, you can do the same thing with it now. You already have it right here. We'll probably end up here at the end of this message here on what we can do with tomorrow's newspaper. Because we are God's hands and feet here. He calls us to be about his business here while he's gone. Some people in this room have got 5 talents. Some have got 2. And then there's people like me that only have 1. Point number 2. The Antichrist will be homosexual. All right. Esposito, where's that in the Bible? Daniel 11:37. That's my interpretation of this verse. Daniel 11:37. He, speaking of this man, he will regard neither the God of his fathers nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, but he will exalt himself above them all. For years I did not understand the significance of that verse. Now I understand it. This world will throw the biggest party you've ever seen for a homosexual ruler. Turn on the TV. That's what they're doing today for the first homosexual football player. They're going to have a party today. I mean, this is a monumental, one of the greatest days in the history of the United States. A homosexual football player. The world's ripe for this man now. He wouldn't be accepted in 1939 when all you had was Cole Porter and a couple other people admitted gay. Not today. No, today they roll out the red carpet. Now the world is ready for this man. At the fullness of time, this man's going to come out as well. Here's a late addition I wrote to this. If the man does not have the desire for women, could that mean that he's a pope? Or a Catholic priest. You know what? Speaking of baseball, the Pope's batting 1,000. He's got both of these fulfilled. And Catholic priests, we know they don't have the desire for women.
I'm not going to say it. You thought I was going to say men only. But I didn't say that. Point number three. The Antichrist is dead or has already lived. Why do you expect this guy to come out of Toledo? Sorry, Jane, I know you're from Ohio. Why? The Antichrist is dead or has already lived. All right, where's that in the Bible? Revelation chapter 11, verse 6. Didn't know I was going to say that, Jim, did you? Haven't heard that one on the streets anywhere, have you? Listen to this. Revelation 11, 6. This is speaking of the two witnesses. These guys could appear in Jerusalem tomorrow. Now, if you see these two guys, then everything you were ever taught in a lot of churches was not true. Because if you hold to the pre-tribulation rapture, you'll never be around to see these guys. You ought to wave to them on the way up as they're on the way down. If you see them here, then everything that you were taught was not true. On the pre-tribulation rapture. If you're still here when this ink is dry, we're going to get to that point in a minute. Number three, Antichrist is dead or has already lived. Revelation chapter 11, verse 6. Talking about two witnesses in Jerusalem. These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. We've looked at that before. I preached a sermon in here, said there's a drought a-coming. Worst drought you've ever seen. Doesn't rain for 1,260 days. These have power to shut heaven so that it doesn't rain. They have power over waters to turn them to blood. Sounds like Moses to me. And strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Why would this surprise you if this man's already died or has already lived? We looked a few weeks back again at a sermon I preached called A Standing at Heaven's Portal. Remember we looked at all of God's end times players that are standing at the portals? They're waiting for God to give the command. Revelation 9, you see is it two angels or four angels in the Euphrates River, who have been there since time everlasting, waiting on the command. It shouldn't surprise you that this man has already lived. The beast comes out of the bottomless pit. There's more to this guy than meets the eye. Don't let Hollywood shape your understanding of him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of